Ladies' Day here on Gordo's Corner. This is always so exciting. I love it when we talk to the ladies. George hates talking to women.
No, I don't mind it. I just hate listening to you talk to women. It's usually disgusting and a real turnoff to most people. And demeaning, yeah.
That is not true at all. Ask the ladies. They love talking on Ladies' Day.
They seem to call in a lot.
They all think it's a good idea until about 3 minutes into the call, then they wish they didn't call.
That's ridiculous and crazy and downright offensive, because I'm on here to help your show. All right. So, in Ladies' Day today, we're going to talk about price. Now, this was brought up by a conversation that I had with a P1, and we got to discussing it during commercial break here, and we bring in a special correspondent. We have Alexis, our traffic chief.
Oh, she was in here. Wow, look at her.
Alexis, the very attractive blonde, which I don't know if people with P1s have seen her, but we need to post more pictures of you on our website.
Okay, I'll get on that.
And all she's right. Thinking of posting a video.
No.
She is.
That's what she told
so
us.
So here's the question that we're throwing out there to our P1 females, and once again, you can call us, 787-1310, 214-787-1310, and you're guaranteed anonymity
right.
By the broadcast laws of our nation. So feel free to call and answer honestly. The question is, what is a lady's price? And there's a theory out there that every woman has her price. Even the girls who say that, I would never accept money to do anything Grexual in nature. That's kind of bullshit because almost every relationship, everyday relationship, is an exchange of sexual pleasures for certain monetary gains. There's women I know who will sleep with a guy, sweet talk him in order to get him to agree to this vacation that they got coming up, or whatever it is.
Isn't that the dating game?
Yeah, the dating game.
The guy traditionally pays.
The guy pays a lot of money, lays out a lot of cash up front to date and court and everything, and I think that women do. That does soften a woman on a guy when he lays out some funds for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see that there's something so wrong with that.
It's a contract. They both agree to it.
And it's not just sexual things. I mean, doesn't it work with you in general? If some company is trying to court you to come over to their business, they throw a big party for you, they do this for you, you see that they're really... Well, yeah, it softens you up to agree to what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, when we get into the sexual realm, it gets, no, you just can't exchange money for sex. Well, you already kind of do. So this is the question that we posed to Alexis.
Alexis, talk about posting a video.
No, I was not.
Oh, okay.
No.
Got that.
Stop pinning
that
her
up
against the wall, Giorgio. And
that's an uncomfortable statement on your part. I'm sorry, Alexis.
It's okay.
Okay, Alexis. How much would it take for you to film yourself doing stuff with your privates with another person of your choosing?
Mm-hmm.
And putting it online for everyone to see.
Okay.
Now, I offered you $1 million.
Right.
And this is how the conversation went when we first started talking. I said $1 million. You said, no way. No way. I can never do it.
No way. No,
then we got
money.
To $10 million. You said, no way.
Then we got
to $100 million. And you said, Well, $100 million, I mean, I couldn't do it at $100 million because then I couldn't do anything for the rest of my life.
Right.
And then we pointed out that you wouldn't have to do anything for the rest of your life. You got $100 million.
Right.
And then you said, you started making some confusing points of, I just couldn't film something knowing that it's going to get out there. Then you started asking me detailed questions about how publicized it would
be. Right.
And so here's the thing. You do this
pornographic video.
Makes it online, but it's not publicized.
Okay. So really nobody even has to find out about it.
Well, I mean, but it, you know, can go viral like my infection did, and you know, next thing I know, I'm broken out down there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's not talk about that. So, I mean, it could go viral and people could see this that know you. But wouldn't you take And anyway, ultimately, her price came down to $10 million. And George is like, wait, you just said you wouldn't do it for
if it wasn't promoted.
Yes.
But no one was going to watch it.
I think that's a big point.
But here's the thing.
All right, $100 million.
Dirty whores?
Would you take $10 million for an unpromoted video appearing online of you in that most intimate of settings? Or would you take $100 million, but you have to do a three-month publicity tour?
Oh, man.
Between those two, which would you choose?
I don't know. I guess I would go for the $100 million if it's going to be out there anyway, and if it has the chance of catching on its own. then I would go with the 100 million.
Then you made an odd point that you said you would rather all your sexts be released.
What?
And your private communication with someone you're in a relationship with. You'd rather all your private stuff get out rather than make a video that's
right.
professionally done, quality controlled, high production value.
Great music.
Kick-ass wah-wah pedal.
Going into it, though, I don't think I could make this film knowing it was going to be out there for, you know, distribution. But if something I already had made for, like, private use accidentally got out there, like, you know, all these celebrity tapes, and then you're like, well, it's already out there.
See, to me, that's worse.
$100 million, or am I just not even going to take anything?
To me, that's worse. Your private stuff that you didn't intend for public consumption getting out there is worse than making one for public consumption that you have quality control over.
That's true.
So the
question
is,
I don't know what I would do.
I have an observation.
How about just not make any?
Yeah.
I think every single woman for $100 million would put something up online.
Yes.
$100 million.
Would you guys?
Yes, I would. Are you kidding me?
Would I?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that. I think it's immoral. And I think
would you still come to work and do your radio show every day and not feel
care.
So humiliated that everyone's
No, he wouldn't.
I would not be
He would accept the new nickname, Vienna Sausage. He would accept it gladly. He's got $100 million.
It would be a huge hit, and I would have $100 million. I think anybody would do it.
Maybe I would. I don't know. It just doesn't sound very appealing to me.
I think women answer this question so dishonestly. I think that women, all right, let's say that there isn't a video. Would you sleep with a guy for $1 million? It's the old indecent proposal.
Yes, well, I would.
Wait, you didn't have to convince you too much.
No. I would do that if no, it was just you and the guy.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to worry about anyone
you would
knowing
sleep,
about it.
You would
it
sleep with me for $1 million.
Yeah, I would do it. For $1 million, yes.
Boy, that fundraiser just started.
Let me see. I need to call Texas Lending or somebody. I need to mortgage.
Would they give you that loan?
To sleep with someone?
You want to do what?
Well, yeah, if you throw up your house or something as collateral and your insurance policies and your parents' house and... Yeah.
That's another one that every woman would say yes to. Now, some, it depends on their economic status. You know, if they're a multimillionaire already.
They already got $100
right.
million dollars, and I'd agree to $1 million to sleep
right.
with someone.
But the average woman, absolutely, for $1 million, would sleep with anybody.
Okay, $1 million may be pretty obvious. What about sleeping with a guy for $10,000, and the act was only going to last, it's 5 minutes worth of work, let's say.
No, I would not do that.
That's a pretty good rate.
No, it would have to be.
$10,000.
Nope, no way. Because I'm sure, unless it was like a really hot guy that I liked or something, if it was some
No, he's not
nasty...
a gross guy. No. He's not a gross guy. He's just kind of an average guy.
Could I be single if I did it?
Yes.
I mean, you have to be like...
Sure, we'll say
okay,
you're single.
Okay, then... Oh, man. Let's take some calls.
No, I want to pin you down right now on this issue.
By the way, if you don't want to call, 214-787-1310, ladies only.
$10,000 and he's an all right guy. No one's going to find out.
Right.
He's
Five
not
going
to go tell everyone.
You'll privately know you're a whore, but no one else knows.
You'll have to live with that.
That's easy.
If I really needed, I mean, just $10,000 isn't that much. If it were a little.
And I believe these are tough economic times.
No, I know they are, but if it were double it and I'd do it.
20,000?
Yeah, let's do 20.
That's your price.
Yeah,
20.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I think you would do it for a lot less than that.
You do?
Yes. You're at a bar, you're drinking, the guy's kind of good looking anyway. You may even do it for free, but then he throws in $10,000, and then all of a sudden you'll back away from Grex with him because it involves $10,000. You'll do it for free, but not.
No, if it's like that, okay, yeah, if you present it in that light,
if
I'd
Fernando
go ahead and
came up to you with a satchel, $50,000.
Fernando, out of this.
Satchel.
I want to be in your perverted games.
Or Norm. Say Norm. $50,000?
She
got my
claims there is
that.
No amount of money in the world for Norm. All right, you ready to go to the phones? 214-787-1310 is the number. We want ladies only to be calling up here, and you can answer honestly. What is your price? Here are your variables. You got a guy who's okay looking. He's not Brad Pitt. He's okay looking. And he wants to sleep with you, and let's say you've got to commit 20 minutes to this activity. What's your price? 787-1310.
And if there's a lady that really, truly does not have a price, then I really want to hear why.
Well, maybe because they couldn't live with themselves.
Can you sell us on that?
They couldn't live with themselves, just like Demi Moore couldn't in the Indecent Proposal. After a while.
I thought that was a pretty good movie, by the way.
That was a good movie.
But that was a movie. That wasn't reality. In reality, every woman has a price, right?
Yes.
I don't know. I think somebody would take the moral stand and think there's no way that they could live with themselves.
Okay, that's how I would feel if it got out with the porn. If it were, you know, recorded.
Your parents may see
my parents, my grandparents, all of, you know, I wouldn't be able to get a job that I probably would want.
But here's the thing with the parents. Here's the thing with the parents and grandparents. They know you already do this stuff, right? You're an adult. You're of legal age. They know that you have become a woman.
You don't want to see the game film of it, though.
Yeah, no.
Well, they don't have to. They don't have to watch the game film.
I think they'd be so disappointed in me, I couldn't live with myself. It would be horrible.
Just deny it. Say it in you. That's what I've done a few times.
See, I think a lot of it has to do with how much the film is promoted. If you just made one,
right,
and they paid you $10 million, and it was just put up on some website randomly, I bet you could go back 5 years later and there'd be 500 hits on it.
Right. I would be okay with that.
And nobody
that
would ever know.
There's so much out there right now.
Right.
It's a drop of water in the ocean.
Right.
Yeah.
Get lost.
But you said you'd do it 100 million, you'd promote it. And like it'd be known.
See, I'd take the 10 million. I'd take the 10 million and wouldn't promote
it. That's what when we were talking off the air, I said I would rather do the 10 million and not promote it.
I think you guys are crazy.
But you still have the risk it's going to go crazy.
One of your friends is going to find it, and all the people you don't want to see it are going to be the 500 hits. That's the problem.
Or like I think Alexa said, you do risk it somehow going widespread, and then you left 90 million on the table.
Right.
Right.
That would be horrible, too.
I'd be so pissed.
Go do the tour and promote it.
All right, Craig, do we have someone lined up? Who do we have here?
We do. Let's start off with Jennifer.
Ooh, love the name Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, how are you guys?
How old are you?
35.
Or
come on. I hate it when he does that. It's so offensive.
Right in front of Alexis, too. It's
anyway. 35, so you've been married.
Currently married, correct.
Currently married. First or second husband?
Second, but the first one doesn't count, so I'm going to go with first.
Uh-oh.
Women always try to say that first one doesn't count.
I know, I can justify everything and anything, so this is a perfect conversation for me.
Why did the first one not work out?
I was young, so it doesn't count.
You were married for what, a year and a half?
Couple months. Paper-wise, not even.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's okay. Bailing out quickly.
That really doesn't count.
All right, so, Jennifer, what is your price?
As far as the video, I truly don't think there would be a price, and that's only because I have kids, but I thought about this stuff before kids, not that I was presented with a porn or anything before kids, but then you can never tell your kids not to do something.
Right.
It'll always come back and bite you in the ass.
So you've never filmed yourself having sex?
Correct.
Ever?
Now, that's not to say, correct. And that's not to say that I wouldn't, it's not that I wouldn't with my husband, but I don't know we may not like each other someday, so I just don't think I'm that dumb.
Have you ever sent a suggestive picture of yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, when was the last time you sent a sext?
It's been a while. I don't know, a couple of years.
A couple years? Yeah. You mean you don't send your husband stuff?
So wait.
No, I just had a kid and pregnant again. I wouldn't want to receive a picture of me naked.
So you sent those pictures before kids.
Yeah.
But you still could one day have to explain to your kids why you sent the picture.
No, because I've never included my head.
Your what?
Head.
I've never included my head.
Oh, okay.
Watch it, George. Yeah.
All right, so it's like the headless whore on his phone or whatnot. And that's
what a day.
All kidding aside, what's your price?
As far as the video, I couldn't think of a price. I really don't think.
She has kids.
What about sleeping with a guy?
Okay, now that depends on the position.
The position?
Let's say canine.
And if I was in my 20s and hard up for cash, I could probably justify it as long as he doesn't touch my hips.
How
as
weird.
Long as he doesn't touch your hips.
Yeah, then you gotta. Yeah.
What does that mean?
I wouldn't want to feel his hands on me.
So, you'll allow him there.
The most intimate area.
Yeah.
But the hips are off limits?
Yeah, because I'm justifying it for cash and I'm in my 20s, so I'm just gonna go to the bar or do whatever I did in my 20s. I probably would definitely justify it. I wouldn't talk about it, but I would justify it.
But I'm saying right now, there's a guy who loves women who have saggy breasts and are pregnant again and just completely used up like you are. Let's say that's his deal. And he was going to give you $1 million for 5 minutes of your time.
And I wasn't married?
Let's say that the husband's saying, giving you a green light.
I know my husband never would, but if he gave me a green... No, I don't know if I could do that. $1 million, he could probably justify it, too.
Sure, so you would.
Yeah, that's what
I probably would
thought,
for $1 million.
So you have a price.
$1 million, no. Not for $1 million.
You just said yes! Now you say no!
I had to think about all of it. I had to think about it.
All right, let's go to the next one. Thank you, Jennifer, for your courage. And I think you look beautiful, even though you're pregnant.
Whatever.
All right, this is Ima Ray.
I do like pregnant women. I think they are good looking. Hi, Ima Ray.
Oh, Marae.
Marae. What kind of name is Marae? Is that Farsi for whore?
No.
I didn't think so.
Gosh.
I didn't think so at all. No, Marae, it's an interesting name. What is it?
La Ray.
Okay. Okay, well, we're getting it all wrong here. How old are you?
I'm 34.
34.
Tramp.
Married?
Yes.
How long have you been married?
Yes.
How long have you been married?
I've been married for 12 years.
Oh, that's a good amount of time. Couple kids?
Yes.
All right. Boy and a girl?
A boy and a girl.
Okay. See? Got that right. Now, what's your price? Average guy, 20 minutes of your time?
No. Mm-mm,
no price. All right, here you go, Craig. There's your girl claiming there is no price.
Okay, seriously, all kidding aside, what's your price?
Seriously, all kidding aside, there is no price.
$1 billion.
There is nothing worth the trust in my marriage, in my pride, in myself.
Okay, all right, wait. Let's deal with these issues. Let's say the husband gives you the green light
and says, "Honey, we could." He says, "Honey, we could use the $1 billion."
No, he wouldn't, and I wouldn't.
Let's say that he does. You got to follow along the hypothetical here.
He would and you would.
If he did, I would not still.
Okay. Now, why wouldn't you do it then?
I have too much respect in myself.
Okay. Now, this $1 billion, I meant to tell you that half of this, it's got matching funds associated with it. You get $1 billion, and $1 billion goes to cure juvenile diabetes.
I knew you were going to do that.
And you save lives.
<The add-on. laughs>
Sorry, I'll raise that $1 billion some other way.
Oh, God. You would let children die.
That's selfish.
No, she's not going to. She's going to do it her own way.
How's that? I want to hear this.
It is so wrong.
She's got some good fundraising.
It's so wrong.
What's wrong?
A bake sale? Going to get you $1 billion?
Thing about every woman has their price.
That's every woman does have their price.
No.
All right.
All right, to save your children's lives, would you do it?
No.
That is unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, she would.
You are a liar.
There is no mother who would not sleep with someone to save their children's lives. Except you, apparently.
What about their souls?
What about their souls? They're not going to hell because you are. What?
I have a higher responsibility.
Than to save your children's lives?
They have another life later.
What do you mean? You're okay with him dying because they'll go to heaven?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Man.
Huh.
Well, you started making it the life or death thing, and that's different from just saying that money's going to cure everything for someone.
That's a different moral question.
But she's answered it the same way.
Right.
Yes, her take is that she didn't want to sleep with somebody who's not her husband, so let the kids die.
Meanwhile, all of this is making Alexis feel awful, who'd do some guy for $10,000.
I know. I'm sitting over here reconsidering.
This woman's turning down $1 billion, and Alexis said yes for $10,000.
All right. Do we have time for any more, Craig? Any quick hit?
Okay. Lightning round. Very quick, because she's been holding for a while. Amanda, just about 30 seconds.
Amanda, what's your price?
I don't have a price, and now it's really boring because those other ladies already said the same thing.
You don't have a price?
No price, no.
All right, if I approach you with $10,000 right now, you wouldn't?
No, sorry. Because whenever I die and I'm going to heaven and Jesus is looking on his checklist and he's like, whoa, what's this right here? You slept with a guy for $10,000? Sorry.
Believe me, Jesus will forgive that. Because I bet you you've had other seedy hookups that Jesus would be much more concerned with.
I have not had any other seedy hookups. I'm very boring.
You're a virgin?
I'm married.
Did you wait till marriage?
No, but it wasn't seedy.
Huh.
You know,
let God be the judge of that. You're telling me you would have been comfortable having that lovemaking that you did in front of your parents and God?
Well, I wouldn't want to make love in front of my parents, even not that I'm married. That's kind of odd.
But you did that act in front of God. He was watching.
Yeah, was.
See, that's what makes all of these women liars, because they have done this act.
Yeah.
Sometimes in the most seedy ways for absolutely nothing, and now they're saying, but I wouldn't do it for $1 billion. I would do it for a guy taking me out for a couple of beers and going back to his dorm room. Yeah, that's okay, but for $1 billion, absolutely not.
Right. Right. You're exactly right. They just get confused when all of a sudden money's entered into it. Mm-hmm. Then it becomes, a real moral stance. Meanwhile, you go, but was it really moral when, your face was pressed up against a rusty stall, wall?
And you're
sitting there. And the guy pukes halfway through, and you just kind of keep going with it because you're drunk.
It's because they don't want to say yes for money, because that makes them sound like a whore. And that's the worst thing a woman can be. But yet what they did in college, or Lord knows out of college a lot, was exactly whorish.
Maybe they didn't do it, though. Maybe they didn't do it until they got married.
That's possible.
It's very, very slim chance, but possible.
But Jody Dean told me that just doesn't happen.
We're talking about all possibilities here.
All right. Well, thank you to all the ladies who participated in this. And I'm still taking your emails offline.
No,
thank you, Alexis.
You got it.